This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
The mind doesn't belong to you or me. You just borrow it. Because the mind is a very spiritual thing. It's non-tangible. You can't possibly find out what it is. You can't show anybody what it is, because it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual energy which has the knowledge of literally all things. That's what man's mind is. We as individual people, we have this power within ourselves, whether to see this as a fact or not. The second you start to see as a fact that your mind is creating your problems, the second you truly see a fact, what happens is there's a jump in the level of your consciousness to enable you to see with much more clarity what you're doing in life. And how it works is something like this. Let's say there's all my past, all my experiences has created wherever I am in total right now. All my thoughts and experiences have created a habit, because everybody in the world creates a habit from birth. It creates a behavioral pattern. It creates a frame of reference. A frame of reference which is in your head, because your head, your brain, which is just simply a little computer to hold all this information from birth to wherever you are now, and that's all you know. Because you're seeing what I am calling the first frame of reference, that is you as you are now, with all your hang-ups, all your problems, all your insecurity, all your behavioral patterns that you don't even know that you have, all your troubles, that's you. But there's a second frame of reference. And the second frame of reference is beyond what your mind has computed now. It's something which you have known all your life from birth. It's called, very simply, it's called wisdom. Wisdom, it can't be learned from a book. If you can find what the mind is, you'll find out what the world really, really is, and your relationship to what is called life. Because the mind is the strongest, strongest thing in the entire universe. The mind is your universe. What you see with it will be granted. What you think of it will be granted. Either way, negative or positive, it is your mind. Insecurity is thought being manifest, creating a feeling, and that feeling is the feeling of insecurity. But that feeling of insecurity originally stems from a thought. And insecurity is the number one game that everybody in the universe plays. Emotional upsets all stem from insecurity. A lot of people think it's not natural to be happy all the time. Believe me, it's the most unnatural state in the world to be, is to be unhappy. But it's so long gone that we even disbelieve that we should be happy. That's really silly. It's really silly. Everybody in the world seeks happiness, whether they know it or not. Because if they ever find out how their mind works, this is the first major step to happiness. The second you see one glimmer of that second order of reference, and you have a objective outlook in life, because that's the only way you can see and find happiness, is to have an objective look. To look with positivity. Truly, any kind of negativity, there's something wrong. Always. And the beauty of seeing beyond the word to the second order of reference is, when you see from here, there's no judgment. You don't judge yourself, because you realize your complete, utter innocence and whatever you've done in the past. And believe me, as soon as you start to see that, then things change, because you go positive. You won't do harm. But that's all you have to do. It's another way of telling you what I've been telling you for 4 years. Eh? The second you feel yourself angry, take the blame. Take the responsibility. But don't take it and say, oh, no. Just say, I'm not seeing right. I'm not seeing right. There's something wrong. And believe me, this will take you out of it. People talk about ego being good. Some talk about being bad. Believe me, the biggest enemy that you've got is your own ego. Because the ego is an image of self-importance, and you've got to please it. And there's no end to pleasing it. It's an illusionary thing. But you as a body, if you want self-esteem, that's a different thing. Get rid of your ego and you'll get self-esteem. Because the ego and insecurity work hand in hand. You've got something you can never please. There must be insecurity attached to it. And you can never please the ego. It goes on forever. Forever, ever, and ever. Would anybody like to ask some kind of question or anything? Well, I've already tried to explain it, but I'll try again. I can't explain it, you know that, eh? Just another deeper level of consciousness, something that's inside you called wisdom. And wisdom is something that you're born with. It's a knowledge that is able to direct you through life in simplicity. It's the most natural knowledge in the world. It's wisdom. But the secret to wisdom is you've got to find it yourself. Because no book can tell you. The book can only describe what it is, or what they think it is, but that's all. It's just words. Wisdom must come from within you. And whatever it is that we've got, now this wisdom that we've found, is just helping other people to find wisdom in themselves. See? There's no sense in telling people to memorize your words. That's not wisdom. That's memorizing with your intellect. But if you can guide them to find it themselves, it's something that's, you know what it is? It's just common sense. But it's not common to the mind. At least not to your little mind, eh? It's not common to your frame of reference. Because there's no such a thing as a common denominator for everybody's mind, eh? For everybody's little personal mind, because everybody thinks differently. But the common denominator comes when you find wisdom, because wisdom is the super, mind, without you interfering with your own little frame of reference. You're stepping out the way and let your inbred knowledge come out. That's what wisdom is. You know, insecurity really, it governs our entire life, eh? I just sent to some people down the States last week. We're sitting in a restaurant and we're laughing about how it used to be in the past. If you were sitting with somebody you were trying to impress, or you're just trying to, but, you know. And you got to eat. And sometimes you would gulp. And from then on, you'd be petrified to eat. But all these little things like that, eh? They're really nothing. But when you see that that's only one little instance, eh? But it could be any one of a million things, eh? It's just a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of fear. And all of a sudden, this little bit of fear is creeping into our lives all over the place. It's in our work. It's in our family life. It's everywhere, eh? And this is what leads to nervous breakdown. So it's important, those little wee things, that you realize that it's all thought. Because once you realize that insecurity is thought, all those things vanish. Insecurity, you can't lose insecurity. Insecurity is a feeling. And once you've felt that feeling, it's yours for eternity. But the point is, we take this feeling, and instead of using it for sane reasons, such as save yourself bodily harm, you get the feeling of insecurity, then you get out of the way of that harm. Instead of that, what we've done, we forgot the power of thought, and we turned this insecurity, this feeling, against ourselves. Go back to the one point where insecurity is simply a thought. And if you can find even a microscopic glimmer of that as a fact, you'll free yourself from a lot of emotional upheavals. You'll free yourself. And it's only you that can free yourself from your mind. Nobody else can do it for you. Absolutely nobody else. It's your thought, it's your mind, your power. And don't think about your personal mind. See it as a not your personal little frame of reference, not that. That's not you must thinking about. Think it in a grander scale, that the mind is the power of all that's going on. It's like a vacuum, eh? It's just mind, it's like a vacuum, and we're in this vacuum, and we're using this power from this vacuum, this mind, this source. And this source is the creator of all your feelings and all you see and everything else. And all you have to do is tap into this source, and it comes via wisdom. And the word has got really nothing to do with what you're looking for. Because you're looking for the power, for the wisdom, it's already inside you. It's already there, eh? And the words are immaterial when it comes out. It's immaterial. We're talking about psychology, and yet we're still telling you to go beyond the word. Eh? It's a feeling. You've got to get that feeling, eh? It's not what's being said, not at all. There's absolutely nothing to do with it. You find a feeling, then you might find a thought that created the feeling, and that's all over. You've got it. Because you found the secret to the thought. And that's what you're looking for, is the secret to the thought that created the feeling, that created the mental breakdown or the emotional upset one way or another, or the insecurity. You know, a lot of people say, it's really good to have an ego. You know? But 5 minutes later, they're saying that egotistical idiot. You like to have an ego to a certain standard, eh? Not past here. You're getting cocky. Calm down. Believe me, it's just a menace. But then again, you can't go around saying, I'm going to get rid of my ego, you know? You can't do it. You just find the secret to thought. Then that's all you need. You find out how the mind works. And it's all via thought. Details really don't mean a thing. Really don't. I know you've got to get into the details to try and explain it, but then that just takes you away from it again. It's something that you've always been, you've always known, right from the very day one. Right from day one. Now, I don't know when day one was. But it's really simple. Wisdom. Honestly, that's what it is. It's just plain. If anybody had told me that wisdom was the secret to what everybody's looking for, eh? In the past, I'd have said, yeah, quite possible, right? Right. But you've got to learn it. But that's not so. You can't learn it. You can only realize that you've got it. Because it's a universal thing. Wisdom is not a personal thing. It's universal. That's why anybody talking from a wisdom talks impersonal, and that's why they don't judge and analyze. Because wisdom doesn't judge and analyze. Because if it did, it'd be judging itself. It doesn't make sense to it. It's only the mind with its insecurity and its ego and its lostness that judges and analyzes. And that same judging and analyze just creates more sickness to the mind. So you've got to jump out of that. You've got to try and get out of that frame of reference and get into the higher one, wisdom. And that's where your mind is freed from all the details, eh? The unnecessary details, I should say. Wisdom takes away boredom. Because it takes all the insecure feelings, all the negative feelings, and calms them down, and you calm down, and you see what is necessary and what is unnecessary, and you empty your head until it's nice and clean, and then just accept the positive. Well, I'd really like to thank everybody tonight. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.